Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll just do a little muzakara reminder of these very precious days which we are passing through. The first 10 days of Zulhijjah, today is the 9th. These are the most valuable days in the whole year. Allah's ibadat, Allah loves the most during these days. Till yesterday, till the 8th of Zulhijjah, the greatest ibadat was to read the third kalima. As much as we could read, and this was a wonderful occasion to gain the closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And if we did not read, it is like a person who was in Ramzan but did not make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Or a person who goes to Makkah Sharif but he doesn't go to the Haram, he doesn't see the Kaaba. Or a person who goes to Medina Sharif and he doesn't go to Rawza-e Mubarak. If we missed out on reading the third kalima. Today's day, the 9th, this is the greatest day in the whole year. The most honorable day in which Allah loves His ibadat the most. And Allah becomes extremely ibadat with the, you become extremely pleased with the ibadat of His servants. The ibadat of today is roza also. Inshallah, many of us have made niyat. And really, if we haven't made niyat still, even without siri, we can still make niyat if we haven't eaten anything. And we should. This day is the greatest. The sawab of this roza is extremely great. And the ibadat of this day is the fourth kalima. So as much as we can, we should read the fourth kalima today. On and off, even if we read it 100 times, it's not enough. Even if we read it 1,000 times, it's not enough. How much we can read the fourth kalima? La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhi wa yumit, biyadil khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And from there also we should understand, all of us know this kalima. Where did we learn it? In the maktab. We don't really recognize the value of the maktab. The maktab has taught us all the basics of our deen. Now it's just a matter of practicing it. So today the greatest ibadat is if we can keep, if we have the roza and we read the fourth kalima as much as possible. And during these days to refrain from all types of guna. Whatever it might be, ghibat, backbiting, messages on the phone, forwarding messages, all wrong things, etc. Also one thing, to put panic and fear in the people. This is happening very common now. All types of messages are coming and this is all to put fear. And this is the tool of shaitan, that the minute a person panics and is frightened, then he's prepared to do anything, all the wrong things also, because he's frightened, just to try and save his skin. Like a drowning person will hold on to a twig also to save him, which of course can never save him. Just like that with all this panic for things, whether from whichever source it comes, it is to put fear. At this time we should have great hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is there all the time with all His power and His qudrat. A mu'min should cast his eyes on Allah Ta'ala and trust on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So the takbir tashriq which we all read, Allah accepted. And for all the 23 namazes which will be this year till Saturday till Asr, we should read it, and we should read it with enthusiasm. And we should encourage our women folk also, because they also can easily forget because we are not used to it. So we should try and remind them also all the time. And then from tomorrow, the 10th of Zulhijjah, 10, 11 and 12 are 3 days of Qurbani. And the greatest ibadat Allah loves in these 3 days is the slaughtering of animals for Qurbani. That Allah loves the most. And the most is on the first day, tomorrow the 10th, and then after that the 11th, and then the 12th. So then these days Allah made to keep rozas also haram. It's not permissible to keep roza. And it's the days of slaughtering the animals, eating, etc. Then on the 10, 11 and 12, on the 13th there is no qurbani, but still roza is not permitted. That still carry on eating. Allah has given these days of enjoyment, of pleasure, of family connection. And also we should try and eliminate from our thoughts this contactless qurbani. There is nothing like that in Islam. We should be close with the animals, slaughtering ourselves. If we can clean ourselves, go and distribute ourselves also, not just leave it over to organizations, etc. Of course, keeping in mind all security measures, etc., all those things also we should keep in mind, but to go and distribute. Very honorable is that rich person who goes to the door of the poor person. Na'mal amir ala babil faqir. And we go there and we distribute to them, they will see the splendor and beauty of Islam. And when we don't do that, then the opposite happens. Na'mal faqir ala babil amir. Then the poor people come to the rich people in order to rob them, to loot them, because we didn't go and give them their share. So they come and collect it now. And then it is all in a haram way, in stealing, looting, etc. So we should try and go and share with them and go and visit them in their places. Of course, with all security measures, whatever are required, with all that also. So these are very honorable days, we should not miss out. Today's main ibadat, if we have kept roza, alhamdulillah. If not, still read as much as possible the fourth kalima. And after all these namazes, the takbir et tashriq, we should read it with enthusiasm and with passion. May Allah let us appreciate this great ni'mat. None of us know whether we'll see next year these honorable days. This is still here with us, and we can make as much of it as we can, and it will be all a very great earning for the akhirat, for eternally, forever and ever. Yeah, if we make some money also, it is just for temporary, but that earning of akhirat will be forever. And this is an occasion to make great, great earnings for the akhirat. And the fourth kalima was the kalima that all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam read on this day. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also stressed it, also read it and stressed upon us also that we should read the fourth kalima as much as possible. Inform our families, friends, ask one another how much have you read, so that we all can get encouraged, reminded that we should read the fourth kalima. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah and accept from us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.